This is Chairman Dale Deal dictating an attorney letter to Jarmika Taylor, attorney at law, the Schiller Law Office, address on file. Dear Ms. Taylor, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Cassandra Taylor, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is C-A-S-S-A-N-D-R-A, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. On today's date, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 36-year-old female, weight, height 5 foot 1 inch tall, weight 150 pounds, period. She sustained injury when her left foot was crushed by a forklift on or about December 13th, 2022, period. She was on the dock. Period. Her left foot was run over and pinned under a wheel, period. She had immediate pain in her left foot. It snapped a tendon with multiple fractured bones in her foot, period. New paragraph. Her left foot pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. She was advised that she had several fractures as well as a torn ligament, period. She is experiencing edema, period. She was treated with surgery where 2 plates and 11 screws were inserted. And this was done on March 17th, 2023, period. She also was treated physical therapy and medication, period. Her pain is constant, period. It is a burning, piercing, and throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the ankle, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was she was seen in the emergency room at IU Health and taken there by ambulance, period. She was treated and released after x-rays, medication, and being inserted in a boot, period. 7 to 10 days later, she was seen outpatient at IU Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, period. She was seen a few times and an MRI was ordered as an outpatient, period. She returned to IU Orthopedics, who advised surgery. She had surgery on March 17th, 2023 at IU. Hardware inserted and bone graft taken from the left knee attempted, but it had failed at the time of the surgery, so they used cadaver bone, period. She was put in a temporary cast and later a permanent cast, period. Physical therapy was started after the cast was removed. She was given that for several months, period. She returned to IU Health and seen in pain management at IU Health, period. New paragraph. The activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has problems walking over 3 hours a day, comma, sitting in a chair, comma, outdoor activities, comma, stairs, comma, gardening, comma, housework, comma, sitting over an hour, comma, standing over 15 minutes, comma, sports such as running, comma, sex, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include over-the-counter medicines. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, comma, exercises, comma, sole inserts, comma, elevation of the extremity, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is unremarkable. new paragraph, past surgical history reveals a ruptured ovarian cyst, as well as surgery for this injury on her foot to correct the deformities, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her left foot in the past period. The patient never broke a bone in the past period. She had sutures in her right foot at age 21 for a laceration on glass without permanency, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. The patient has been involved in a minor automobile accidents, approximately 4 to 5, but none requiring treatment or emergency room visit, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient works in a print facility in shipping, full-time, period. She missed 1 year of work, period. She is presently restricted to a desk job with minimal walking, period. She requires a chair 100% of the time, period. She does take occasional time off work for spasms, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Emergency room report, December 13th, 2022. History, 33-year-old female who was brought in by AMS after having her left foot run over by a forklift, period. On physical examination, elevated blood pressure, left foot with heel and notable swelling, period. Tenderness along the left foot and up the inferior tibia, period. Assessment given 1.5 milligrams dilaudid, x-rays of the foot / ankle. The x-rays show prominent soft tissue edema, period. It was in the forefoot, period. Orthopedics consulted recommended CT of the foot, period. CT showed an intra-articular, acute fracture of the base of the second metatarsal in the region of the Lisfranc ligament, period. Lisfranc is capital L-I-S-F-R-A-N-C, Lisfranc ligament, period. Orthopedics recommended a cam boot, crutches, and orthopedic follow-up, period. Patient discharged to home in stable condition, end of report. X-rays of the left foot, January 29th, 2024. Fixation across the Lisfranc joint and first and second tarsal metatarsal joints, period. The hardware is intact, period. Number two, there is hammer toe deformity of the fourth ray. Number three, there is mild osteoarthritis of the first MTP joint, period. End of report. I reviewed several photographs of the acute injury that were sent to me, period. End of report. Orthopedics outpatient provider note, February 27th, 2024. Final report. Procedures performed on March 17th, 2023 was 1. Left Lisfranc fusion and reduction of first and second metatarsal of the first and second tarsometatarsal joints, period. Let me read that again. 1, left Lisfranc fusion and reduction of first and second tarsometatarsal joints, period. 2, bone grafts harvest left proximal tibia, period. Assessment 1, Lisfranc dislocation. 2, left foot pain. 3, dislocation of the tarsometatarsal joint, period. She had a left Lisfranc dislocation after a forklift ran over her foot at work on December 13th, 2022. This was repaired surgically by me on March 17th, 2023, period. Patient continues to have chronic pain of her left foot as well as neuropathy, period. She has scar formation over the plantar aspect of the foot, period. We discussed that patient will more likely than not need future surgery in the future, period. Lisfranc injuries can be devastating injuries, period. They can carry lifelong implications as well as her crush injury, period. Injury is causing most lingering effects, period. The surgery may be an extension of her fusion, comma, a surgery on her forefoot, comma, midfoot, comma, or hind foot due to alignment issues, or another type of surgery, period. It may lead to arthritis in her foot and ankle, which can cause worsening pain, period. This may even lead to gait abnormalities causing knee or hip pain, period. She may require further treatment with injections, comma, bracing, comma, orthotics, comma, medication, comma, accommodating shoe wear, comma, time off work, period. End of report. Pain management note, February 26, 2024. Chief complaint of left foot pain following a traumatic crush injury, which occurred in December 2022, period. Impression one, chronic left foot pain following acute crush injury in December 2022. Two, mixed neuropathic and somatic symptoms, period. End of report. Sports medicine outpatient provider note, March 25th, 2024. Assessment 1, left ankle pain. 2, neuralgia of the left saphenous nerve. 3, plantar fasciitis. 4, flat foot, period. End of report. Reus radiology, MRI of the left foot, December 22, 2022. 1, midfoot bone contusions. 2, mild edema or sprain within the interosseous Lisfranc ligament, period. 3, capsular sprain. 4, a moderately expansive hematoma midfoot, period. End of report. IU Health Physicians, April 18th, 2025, asked to do a PPI rating. Sustained a significant crush injury to her left foot in December 22 when a forklift backed over her at work, period. Her foot was noted to be very swollen, diffusely tender, comma, with diffuse ecchymosis, period. She eventually developed tissue necrosis of the plantar aspect of her foot, period. Due to swelling and soft tissue concerns, she underwent a delayed Lisfranc fusion on March 17, 2023, period. Her last follow-up on December 5, 2024, she continues to suffer from pain in her left foot, comma, which has both neurogenic and soft tissue components, period. We discussed that she will likely need further surgery in the future, period. Lisfranc injuries can be devastating and life-changing, comma, carrying lifelong implications similar to her crush injury, period. The patient may require lifelong orthotics with yearly replacement, comma, as well as therapy, comma, injections, comma, medications, comma, or other treatments for episodic flare-ups, period. We specifically discuss that crush injuries tend to have a very prolonged and incomplete recovery, comma, with permanent issues affecting the soft tissue injuries, comma, including nerves, comma, tendons, and ligaments around the injury site, period. Diagnosis is left Lisfranc fracture dislocation and left foot crush injury with neuropathy, period. Impairment rating, 16% lower extremity impairment rating, period. She has a gait derangement due to an antalgic limp, period. Regarding diagnosis of crush injury due to the patient's crush injury over the dorsum affecting the middle aspect of her foot, the patient has a superficial peroneal nerve dysfunction with a sensory deficit and complex regional pain syndrome, period. Combined value charts, lower extremity impairment of 19%. This equates to a whole percent impairment rating of 8%, period. Summary, due to the patient's significant injury, she remains at very high risk for needed further treatment, including surgery in the future, period. She may also need permanent accommodations at work, comma, such as ability to elevate her foot and remove constrictive footwear, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of her work injury of December 13th, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, I did review 111 photos furnished to me by the patient of her injury from start to finish, including treatment period. On examination by me today, examination of the skin, revealed a scar on the plantar aspect of her foot involving the mid-plantar area. It was approximately circular with a 3.5 centimeter diameter involvement period. There was a 7 centimeter horizontal scar involving the left medial dorsal foot from this injury period. There was a 3 centimeter vertical scar involving the left dorsal midfoot from this injury period. There was a 3 centimeter left lateral lower knee scar due to bone grafting harvesting due to this injury period. There were unrelated cesarean section scars of the lower abdomen period. ENT examination revealed pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation period, extraocular muscles intact period. Cervical examination was unremarkable with normal thyroid period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds period. Examination of the right foot and ankle was unremarkable period. Examination of the left ankle revealed 25% swelling period. There was crepitance and diminished range of motion of the left ankle period. There was diminished strength of the left ankle period. Restrictions of motion in the left ankle were a loss of dorsiflexion of 8 degrees and plantar flexion by 18 degrees period. There was 20% swelling of the left foot. It was boggy, and there was diminished range of motion as well, period. Neurological examination revealed hypersensitivity involving the left dorsal foot and arch of the foot, period. There was diminished sensation involving a large amount of the left plantar aspect of the foot, period. There was diminished range of motion of all 5 left toes, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, left foot trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, crushed injury with tissue necrosis, period. Also, Lisfranc fracture / dislocation, comma, dislocation of the metatarsal joint, comma, intraarticular fracture of the second metatarsal bone, period. Number 2, complex regional pain syndrome with neuropathy and chronic pain, period. This resulted in surgery March 17, 2023, a fusion of the first and second tarsometatarsal joints, an intercuneiform joint with bone graft harvest, period. Number 3, plantar fasciitis as a result of this injury, period. Number 4, scar formation of the plantar foot and knee, period. Next number, left ankle pain strain, and trauma, period. The above diagnoses were all directly caused by the workman's compensation injury of December 13th, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition, by the AMA, please note the following impairment ratings, period. In reference to the left foot's fracture and crush injury, utilizing Table 16-2, I agree with her prior 16% lower extremity impairment rating, period. However, because of the complex regional pain syndrome, she qualifies for an additional impairment utilizing Table 16-15 of a 20% lower extremity impairment, period. In reference to the left ankle, utilizing Table 16-2, the patient qualifies for an additional 7% lower extremity impairment, period. When we use the combined value charts for these three lower extremity impairments, the patient has a 38% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 15% whole body impairment utilizing Table 16-10, period. The basis for this 38% lower extremity impairment is strictly and totally a direct result of the work injury of December 13th, 2022, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in her left foot and ankle for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in these areas as well, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. She was advised that she may need hardware removal as well as bone fusion for the nerve damage, period. I certainly agree with this assessment, and this will be ultimately necessary in the future, period. She was advised that she will need insoles and other foot corrective devices, period. I do agree that she will need these items, period. In the future, she will ultimately need canes, but presently does not require it at this time, period. Some foot injections would cost approximately $2,500, period. A 10 unit would cost $500, period. As I mentioned, special devices would also include special shoes and boots, period. Scar revision may be necessary down the road, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.